Hi, this is Ashley Gallagher from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Tech Talk as part of Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Tech Talk podcast is intended to focus on the growing role and responsibilities for pharmacy technicians, the tools and trainings they need, and challenges they face. In this month's episode, I will be talking with Melissa Pine, a pharmacy technician supervisor at Children's Mercy Kansas City Hospital, on her CPHT 2021 conference presentation regarding pharmacy technicians and the role they play in vaccinations. Previously, the role of pharmacy technicians in immunizations has been limited to paperwork and billing, but the introduction of the PREP Act allowed for the temporary authorization of pharmacy technicians as immunizers. How has that shift impacted the pharmacy industry, specifically in retail?
The transition of work for immunizations from the pharmacist to the technician has, I'm going to call it a game changer for certain pharmacies. Like a retail location where there's only one pharmacist, but there's multiple technicians, taking that workload and distributing it better, it's just such an improvement for the overall workflow. The pharmacist doesn't have to leave the workflow to go and administer a vaccine while the rest of the workflow gets backed up. It's really been a big deal for retail.
As for training and qualifications, I'm sure the PREP Act has listed some requirements. What should pharmacy technicians need to do in order to begin administering vaccines?
With the PREP Act, they did list some specific qualifications. As always, it comes down to what the state and the organization will allow, but the PREP Act says that you have to have state licensure, so other than Missouri, so having my state registration, and then you have to complete a practical training program that has been approved by the ACPE, the Accreditation Council for Pharmacy Education. The National Pharmacy Technician Association Immunization Training Program, I've actually done two. I did that one. I did another organization, and they're very in-depth and very helpful, and they have a lot of really good information for technicians that want to administer vaccines. And on top of that, you also have to have 2 hours of immunization-related CE in the year in which you get your state license.
Since moving into flu season, and now that booster doses are being approved, do you think the role of pharmacy technicians will become even more crucial than it already is?
Yes, I 100% think that the technician involvement in administering flu vaccines and COVID vaccines is definitely going to pick up, especially now that you can give both of them at the same time. People are getting their boosters. It is a lot of work, and having technicians available to do it is going to really benefit everyone. And I know that a lot of technicians are interested in doing it.
We are taking a short break for a new segment, Tech Tips. Anytime you're filling medications, go through the queue and find patients who are getting the same medication filled. This will save you time when filling medications, since you will be using the same bottle for all of these prescriptions. If you have any of your own tips to share, email the link in the description of this episode. Remember, these tips are only suggestions. Always make sure to check with your pharmacy supervisor or a pharmacist for proper protocol, as every pharmacy and its workflow are different. Hope you enjoyed. Now back to the show. Do you think there is a likelihood that pharmacy technicians will continue to be authorized as immunizers following the pandemic?
I certainly hope so. I think that having the documentation to show that this is what we were able to do, having technicians administer vaccines, as opposed to in previous years, this is what we'd be able to do with just pharmacists, you know, administering vaccines. I think the difference in those numbers are really going to demonstrate that it's a necessary process and the technicians should continue to do so, to administer vaccines.
How should pharmacy technicians advocate for themselves for their ongoing authorization as immunizers?
I think for that, again, it's just documenting the success that their organization has had with having technicians administer vaccines. You know, there of course are going to be some hiccups and showing how they responded to those situations. And then also having the pharmacist on board to back them up and say, like, this is what I was able to do when the technician was administering vaccines, as opposed to if I were the one administering those doses, that might not have happened, or it would have taken X number of extra hours for me to get it done.
There are so many ways pharmacy technicians can advance their current role to further their steps in their career. So how does immunizations lend more opportunities to these pharmacy technicians?
The world of like immunizations is very big. And the technician, now they can administer, they can do the vaccine coordinator things that I do. They can join, you know, various committees and coalitions on the organizational, state, federal levels and really bring that information back to their organization and say, hey, these are certain initiatives that we can implement to increase our vaccinated population. And really at the organizational level, looking at their workflow and their expectations for their immunization program and determining, is this something that requires a pharmacist's license or a nursing license, or is this something that can be completed by a more advanced level pharmacy technician.
Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Tech Talk. Tune in for the next episode next month, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy technician space. Thank you.